Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is a foggy morning in San Diego. Actually, I'm in San Clemente right now, and this is the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio show. And I am just delighted this morning to have as our guest Karen Graves. Karen and I met each other at the Barnabas Group not too long ago, right, Karen?
Yeah, it was just back in May.
That's right. And Karen is the president and founder of Wing Ministries, a biblically-based Christian women's mentoring ministry. And in 2009, after 12 years as a special events director for the Newport Beach Chamber of Commerce, she resigned to focus full-time on this nationwide launch. So we have a lot to talk about in just a few minutes, 15 minutes actually of showtime. But Wing Ministries is based actually on one of my favorite books in the Bible, and actually Nehemiah, I was sharing with Karen in the pre-show, is one of the top people that I want to meet in heaven. I just think he was phenomenal.
Yes, and, so many levels.
That's right. So, Karen, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm just praying and hoping that God's heart's revealed, and that it's fun and informative and an encouragement to everybody that listens in.
So tell us, why was Nehemiah picked as the role model, or what inspired, how did Nehemiah inspire Wings?
Well, it was a couple of years ago, and I'd already started developing Wing Ministries, but it was into the process that I picked up a book by Warren Wiersbe called Be Determined and started going through that book, and God just revealed and just showed the parallels between my own life and leaving the chamber in a civic position and how Nehemiah had left his position as cupbearer to fulfill a call that God put on his life to build up the walls of Jerusalem, and how God has called me through this mentoring ministry that he has created to build up the spiritual walls around women's hearts through the Word of God and prayer by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so God just continues to even specifically take certain scriptures from that book and just have it be a source of encouragement for me, but also almost a guide in developing the ministry even further.
So how does Nehemiah fit as a mentor role model? What do you see in him that inspired you so much?
Well, I think for me personally, he was such a godly leader, such an example as being a man of prayer. There's some great prayers that are documented in the book of Nehemiah. One thing that was so powerful that happened in the Nehemiah was toward the end, after the walls had been built in 52 days. All the people were gathered, and Ezra, the priest, read the word of God. And so there was a restoring of the reading of the word of God. And so Nehemiah helped, God used him, and Nehemiah allowed God to use him to have that good work take place as well.
So,
Go ahead, keep going. Oh, no. Oh, I was just going to point out, too, because I know through your book, Jesus, a Career Counselor, and one of the first words that you talk about is the book of Rise, or the word Rise, I'm sorry. And right. One of the neatest scriptures in Nehemiah says, it's when Nehemiah goes to the people with the vision and the calling that God has given him, and he says in Nehemiah 2:18, and I have told them of the hand of my God, which has been good upon me. And then he goes on to say, so the people, in response to Nehemiah sharing the vision God had revealed, he says, let us rise up and build. And then the people, they did. They set their hands to this good work.
Oh, love that. Let us rise and build.
That's good.
So, Wing Ministries, how does it promote personal interaction with the body of Christ? What's that about?
Yeah, well, let me just share a little bit about Wing Ministries. The acronym is so great. It stands for Women Imparting to the Next Generation. And so Wing Ministries is a program that churches can take and implement at their own church. And so the participants consist of 40 and older women that are spiritually mature and have the time, who mentor younger women that are either single or married, that are in their 20s and 30s. And so what happens is that the relationship between the matches that participate in this program, it's 6 months. And the guideline is that they talk once a week and that they meet once a month. And so Wing Ministries is a one-on-one relationship, or consists of one-on-one relationships. And so even with that guideline of these matches, you know, talking once a week and meeting once a month, we encourage them to not just have that once a week conversation be through email or a text, but that it truly would hear each other's voices and also pray, and then also not forego that once a month meeting. But there's so much that can be gathered through a face-to-face meeting, that tone and looking into someone's eyes. And I think with technology and Facebook, and yes, it's, you're connecting with so many people and you're seeing pictures and you're watching videos, but just nothing can replace that face-to-face contact, that gathering of two individuals together, you know. And so Wing kind of promotes that.
Now, how has God used the next generation to start the program in the churches?
I think it started with me. I think God could have chosen anyone to do this work, to create, that He could create Wing Ministries through. And I think He chose a younger woman, because I can go to the older woman and say, oh, you have a valuable Christian life experience to share, and encourage her to pair up with a younger woman. And I can go to a younger woman and I can say, hey, listen, you need to hear from an older woman. The mentoring relationship is commanded in the Bible. The older woman's called to admonish the younger woman in Titus 2, which means the younger woman's called to receive from that older woman. I think God chose a younger woman in that regard, but also I believe God's wanting to raise up the next generation of leader. I think He's in the process of doing that, and I think He's designed Wing in such a way to be a part of that movement. And so when a church does Wing Ministries, they actually develop a multi-generational leadership team. So there's younger women, five of them actually, who pretty much run the ministry. But before anything gets executed, they take their plans and ideas to an older woman who can kind of sign off on those plans. And so not only are you having mentoring take place within these one-on-one relationships that have been established, but there's also mentoring and leadership development taking place on the leadership team. And so I believe, yeah, that's why God has chosen to use the younger generation. And so even in the churches that have already participated in Wing Ministries, the ministry has been brought into the church through a younger woman who has seen the need. And then God has also raised up an older woman that also has a heart for the concept. And so the program has done very well at a handful of churches.
Can you share any success stories or how a woman's life has been changed as a result of the program?
Yes, I can, and it's by the divine hand of God and His knowledge. I mean, I have to say it does come forth in the pairings. I know in our own experience, when we did conduct the ministry at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa, we saw how we took these applications the women had filled out, and then we just prayed and we trusted the Holy Spirit, and it was after the matches had been made and the program had started, we started hearing about similarities that this younger and older woman had, and it happened a bunch of different times, and that was based on God's foreknowledge. And so there was healing that took place, and I still talk to girls that are in touch with their mentors and are just receiving that, what I'd like to call almost preventative maintenance. We don't always have to learn the hard way, and gleaning just this wisdom from their mentors and learning from their mentors' experiences, and not, I know, I guess in our flesh sometimes we do have to learn the hard way when we're hard-hearted and we have to experience ourselves, but if just being in that humble state and learning from someone else preventatively. And so even I've seen younger women just even have successful marriages early on because they sat down with a mentor and listened to what she had to say, things that she's learned from just being in her marriage relationship, even in the workplace. You know, I'm single, and God birthed this ministry in me at the age of 27. I'm 36 now, but through all my single working years, I've seen the Lord not only just teach me through older women to help me be a better manager and coworker and employee, and I've seen him do that in other single women that have been through the program as well.
You know, my life was changed by a mentor, my boss, Catherine Calhoun. I mean, we walked on the river so many mornings, able to share your heart with a sense of unconditional positive regard from the other person, and, you know, her laugh or cry or just to, that wisdom of putting things in perspective because of 12-year age difference. It just made such a difference and continues to make a difference in my life. It's not anything that has to end. So how can Wing Ministries work in a church? What would the steps be?
Well, what would happen is a church could contact us, and they can go to our website, wingministries.com. And again, that's wingministries.com. And we have our email there. We have our phone number there. And all the information about the ministry is there. But they can call us, and we'll answer any questions. We'll go and meet with the church. I think as our theme scripture is, because you've been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. It's our heart to ultimately just come alongside churches and help them. And so meet with the church and kind of hear what God is doing with the women of that body of believers, and see if Wing Ministries is a good fit. And if that's the case, then we sign them up and we give them the Wing Ministries How-To Handbook. That's a chapter-by-chapter, step-by-step way of implementing the ministry that they would follow. And then we make ourselves available to be a source of consultation and encouragement, you know, as the church would implement the program with the women that's in their body.
So you have large churches that are doing this, small churches. It's cross-denominational, correct?
Interdenominational. Yes, yes.
Yes, it is. And people who want more information can go to wingministries.com. And, Karen, I just want to end with a prayer, if we could.
I would love it.
All right. Lord, thank you so much for Karen and her brightness and her brilliance and her willingness to rise up with wings and to encourage others to fly alongside one another. Lord, I pray that this ministry multiplies and that churches all across the land see the beauty of this and see the wisdom in this, and that the phone really continues to ring and increases to ring as churches and people who listen say, you know what, there's nothing like a good friend. And Jesus walks alongside us and mentors walk alongside us. So thank you so much for Karen, and send angels to guide her and give her joy, because she brings joy to so many. Thank you, Father. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thanks, Lori.
All right, Karen. Well, you have a wonderful day in Newport Beach. I'm very close to you now, although I'm driving further north right after this show. And blessings to you.
Blessings to you as well. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, and thank you to our listeners. And please take advantage of Wing Ministries. Blessings to all. Bye-bye.